Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 93.7.
Everywhere I looked yesterday, I saw a picture of Nas holding like a
broken cassette. Yes.
New Lost Tapes 2 is about to drop on Tuesday, June 11th. The master rapper declared that he's going to drop a gem with the sequel to one of his best projects. The broken cassette looks like a fossil of sorts and something you would find in Paris, like an old statue or something. It's crazy the way he said that.
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks crazy.
How many decades? Like,
right. He's teasing us.
Lost Project. It's going to be a great one. I can't wait.
So great. So, I know usually Stevie does stories like this, but Romeo Santos performing live is not just about singing a song. It's about entertaining. Yeah. So, his commitment to live performances is probably why he's been able to sell out Yankee Stadium twice and is now set to become the first Latin act to perform at MetLife Stadium, home to the Giants and New York Jets. The King of Bachata will perform his Utopia, the concert at East Rutherford, New Jersey, September 21st. He said it's a blessing. He, of course, is Dominican and Puerto Rican, hails from the Bronx, and said, I've had loyal fans for a while now. To be able to even say that I've already sold out two nights at Yankee Stadium, multiple nights at Madison Square Garden, it's a blessing and a challenge in my career to do MetLife.
So nice.
I'm truly excited about it.
I'm so happy for that positive Dominican, Puerto Rican news.
Yeah, it's great.
Jesus, with all the negativity that Dominican Republic has gotten. Thank you for that, Nancy. Thank you. That was some good arroz con habichuela.
And congratulations to Sheila from Middletown. She got those tickets to go see Chris Brown.
All right, Sheila.
I thought this was hilarious because you know how baby showers and weddings, they have the registries or the where you register. The website Refinery29 just posted an article pushing the idea of registering for housewarming gifts.
People taking it too far.
Yeah.
People are greedy.
When you move into a new place, just like you would do for a wedding or a baby shower. And apparently retailers do love the idea because it's a new source of revenue. So Target and IKEA, they're already doing that. And they did a survey. 33% of people said yes, it's okay. 41% said no. And 26% aren't sure.
So I'll take that sofa.
Yeah, I'll take
literally like that. Like, I want this blender. I want those shower curtains.
Okay, you'll get a house plant, and that's what you're going to get, and you'll like it.
I thought we were good friends.
No, you get a house plant.
The sofa's not good?
Sofa?
Could you imagine?
The hell?
So I was going to talk about Wendy's ex being an ex. I mean, Wendy's new thing, boo thing, being an ex-convict, but I'd rather not talk about that because I take pride in this. 3 years ago, several hundred people packed the Pulse nightclub in downtown Orlando for drinks, music, and fun, but instead became victims of the single worst attack on the LGBTQ community in the nation's history. And today they're going to be gathering there. It was horrible. You know that I was supposed to be there that night.
That's crazy.
Because I used to host that post.
How many years ago was it?
Three years ago.
3 years already.
That's when I lived in Florida.
That's crazy.
And instead, I took a vacation up here. And it's crazy because my cousin was behind the bar, Josh. He's from New Britain. And he had to, like, hide underneath. You know how they have, like, little escapes underneath the bars and, like, stairs to go to basements and stuff like that? Well,
that was crazy. I remember all the cell phone calls and stuff.
It was such a nice club with a nice environment. I mean, it was just such a, it was a nice place. And today, you can never forget.
We remember them today.
Yeah.
For sure. And that is the ish you missed.